Well, first, let's just start with the numbers. TIAA has agreed to buy EverBank for $2.5 million in cash. This is a case of a whale not swallowing a minnow, but a kingfish, let's say.
So what is TIAA's specialty right now?
Well, they've grown as a retirement account processor for universities and for nonprofits around the country.
Okay, so they'll be able to expand into new areas with this sale?
Yeah, they'll be able to offer their members mortgages, retail banking, even business banking. And another big positive for this is they get to take over EverBank's internet operation, which is really EverBank's specialty.
Online banking.
Online banking, absolutely.
Is it a negative thing for Jacksonville, though, to have this big local headquartered bank be sold?
Well, that's a good question. I asked that to Don Capener. He's the dean of the Davis School of Business at Jacksonville University. He said that people are concerned about that. Would TIAA be as beholden to Jacksonville, as interested in Jacksonville as EverBank, which grew up here and has strong roots in our community?
And that idea that their philanthropy, their connection with Jacksonville might become a little looser, if not completely change, is in the minds and hearts and questions of a lot of people that are here.
All that said, though, Capener sees big positives in the TIAA takeover of EverBank. He thinks in the long run, it's actually going to result in more jobs coming to Jacksonville. They're going to build their banking operation here in the same way that Deutsche Bank and Citibank have grown huge operations employing thousands of people in Jacksonville after they established a foothold in the city.
And I could see not just necessarily more jobs and better jobs, but a bigger, stronger company with a huge presence in Jacksonville.
And for people working at EverBank and for Capener's students coming out and wanting to work at EverBank, you know, this is a really good thing because it opens up career paths in a huge organization that really has a worldwide footprint.
WJCT business analyst John Burr talked with a very optimistic Don Capener, who is dean of the Jacksonville University Davis College of Business, about the sale of EverBank in Jacksonville. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.